Welcome to the Gaia Entrepreneur Show of Audentia Entrepreneurship Podcast. I am Juliet, student in the Gaia semester at Audentia. The aim of this show is to offer a better understanding by sharing several testimonies of what could be a Gaia entrepreneur, an entrepreneur who takes environmental and social transition as key components of their entrepreneurial opportunities and venture. My guest today is Jean de Boisredon, co-founder of CapsMe. Welcome to our podcast. Can you introduce yourself and briefly present your company?
Sure. I am Jean, I am 24, and I have co-founded CapsMe 4 years ago. Friends is Thibaut, and we were studying in an engineering school, and we were wanted to create our own product in order to reuse coffee pods, because there are a lot of waste problem around coffee pods, and only 1/5 of coffee pods are recycled. So we thought, why not work on something different, on something based on reusable pod, reusable capsule. So that's how we started.
Okay, nice. What is for you an impactful entrepreneur who takes environmental and social challenges into account? What is the main characteristic of that kind of entrepreneur?
I think you have to be deeply motivated by the impact of your solution. The impact can be on different scale, like you have the environmental scale, the social scale, or any other solution. For CapsMe scale, because we wanted a product to generate less waste, and we also wanted the product to have less CO2 impact on the planet, and also we wanted to have a product that had a social impact, because we work with people who have disabilities. It's called an ESAT in French, and there are more than 30 workers who assemble our product. And I just thought that I didn't make any demo, so it would be better for an understanding. Here is a reusable pod of ours. It is made of inox, and we have here a coffee box where you can put your coffee on top. It's ground coffee, and here you have a little place in order to put your coffee pod. You have to tweak it, to shake it up, to tap a bit, and then your coffee pod is perfectly refilled with the right ground coffee, and you just have to get a comfortable lid. It's like a paper lid made of corn, and just put it right on top, and you have a reusable pod ready in 15 seconds. So it's very effective, and you have a great coffee with a ground coffee of your choice.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you very much for the demo. I wanted to ask you a question about the supply chain, as it is a critical component of the company. Could you elaborate on the strategies and the sources you employ for the raw material? So the machine, the pod, and the coffee, where does it come from?
Sure. We have different the product we sell is like a box with 4 items in it. So we have the ground coffee, where it is roasted near Strasbourg. And we work with a French roaster who do it for us. We have 3 reusable pods made of inox, and every time. And this coffee pod comes from Asia. We are working on crafting them in France. And they can be reused. The shaker is produced in France, and it is also assembled in France. And it's made of of plastic who can be recycled. We have here something in metal who also can be recycled. So that's the one just in the south of France near Toulouse, and it's made from paper. It's a compostable paper. So I don't know if it answers to your question.
Yes, perfect. Thank you. I also had a question about the financement. So could you please provide some insight into your company's financing strategy and plans for the securing capitals?
First of all, there isn't an impact company without a great financial structure. Because in order to have impact, you have to get a durable system, a durable economic system. So that's the first point. And for us, we started as we were students with my principal, so we didn't have a lot of money. And the way we found ourselves was to make a crowdfunding on Ulule in order to get our projects before its production. So we could have money for in order to launch the first row of production, and it worked quite well because we managed to get 1,000 euros of €100,000 of of pre, and after it was really more easy to get support from banks, and we also invested our personal money in the project, and we indebted ourselves with a personal loan in order to found the structure. So with all of these things, we had like 100,000 euros to of pre-order. We had like euros from personal debt and 100 euros from the bank in the society.
Okay, I see. Thank you. According to your personal experience, can you give some tips on how to build an emerging responsible organization to support an entrepreneurial opportunity?
So you want tips in order to create a startup?
Yes, for example.
A company driven by impact?
Yes, exactly.
I think you have to find a project that matters to you, that's essential. You have to say to yourself that you could work like 2 years on the project, because it takes really a long time to get results. So if you don't like the matter of your subject, it won't work. I think you have to find the right motivation to do the project. If you do it for money, I'm sorry to disappoint. Successful, so your motivation for money won't last forever, or won't last long enough in order to the project to succeed. And finally, you have to be really pragmatic, and I think you don't have to be really academic. I think if you want to launch a product, you need to go fast. You need to not have lots of barrier, of mountain barrier. You need to think you can do it. I'm thinking of a more practical tips. Maybe I'd say that it's better to launch it with one person you love to be with, and with one person who's good at something you're not good at, because it's essential to have a complementary team at the beginning.
Okay, I see. Thank you. I also have another question about CAPSME. today, how do you measure the impact of your organization on the problem you were trying to solve at the beginning? Do you see any difference between now and at the beginning?
Sure. So our mission is to get rid of coffee pod waste and to reduce the impact of coffee. So the first problem, we just count the number of reused pods that our customer use. So because our compostable lid is you can use it one time, you can count how many you sell and so how many people use. So based on this data, we can estimate that today our clients have reused more than 20 million coffee pods. So it means that every second one reusable pod is used in France. So it's quite impactful. Mm-hmm. And like we are talking during 15 minutes. So it's like you have 1,000 capsules who are reused in this time. So it becomes greater with the number of clients. That's the first thing. And it's more, the second thing, more complicated to calculate. So we asked, I don't know how to say it in English, but we asked a bureau d'études to tell us what was the CO2 impact of our product, considering all his life cycle. And it's a study who will take like 3 to 6 months. We launch it during March, and we hope to have results for the summer. And that's the regular way to do it.
Okay, thank you. And I have a last question. How do you envision your company's role in the green economy in the next 5 to 10 years? What are your aspirations for its impact on sustainability for the future?
I think my personal motivation as an entrepreneur is to create a new model that other companies, other giants of the coffee industry could follow. So actually from now, we are the only one who make coffee capsule at a large scale, and we want to prove that it is a model that is durable for the long term and that you could use for your own company. So we want to be as big as possible, so the other company that produce coffee pods would say, oh, the reusable coffee pod market is so great that we need to have our own solution. And that will start a revolution in the coffee industry. So that is one of my dream. And also, we first tackle the issue of the packaging, of the packing of the coffee pod, but there is also a lot of problems that comes from what's in it. So the next step for us is to look better in what's in it in order to reduce its environmental impact and to maximize its social impact.
Okay, thank you for your answers. This is the end of our show, so thank you, Jean, for participating in our show.
My pleasure.